Guernsey's health department is currently working on a policy to make the PEH completely smoke-free. Linda Prickett is the head of health improvement in Guernsey.
The reason we'd like smoke-free grounds is because just keeping the whole area clean and with an ethos of not smoking, so that people can sit outside in the sunshine in the summer without having smoke drift. Just generally that the hospital is a more comfortable and health-promoting place to be.
Well, at the moment, there are two smoking shelters in the grounds of the PEH. We asked people at the hospital what they thought of it going completely smoke-free.
I think it's an excellent idea. Anything that can be done to discourage people from smoking, the better, and particularly around keeping the air around a hospital as pure as possible, has got to be a good plan.
I think there'll always be people who want different things like that, so I think people should be allowed to do what they like. Particularly people of older ages, they're not going to want to change into their life, so let them do what they like.
No, I don't think it would be good, because you're taking away your patient rights as well. You know, to be honest, if anybody wants to smoke, they'll go and find anywhere to smoke, so I think it's safer to have a designated area, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree. I think if you try and ban it, you're just going to drive it underground, you'll get people smoking where they're not supposed to smoke. You can't stop patients from smoking if they want to smoke, and obviously the staff that want to smoke.
I'm not a smoker, but I believe that it's your own personal choice to smoke. And I also think that from a mental health service user perspective, that's an additional stress which isn't necessary.
Well, Sally is a non-smoker, but she called BBC Guernsey this morning to make this point.
I just think that if somebody's smoked, you know, for 40 years, they're having an operation in hospital, they're at the most stressed they've been, they're fearing, and they want to have a cigarette. I don't think that is the right time in their life to say, no, you can't have a cigarette.
Well, the plans to make the grounds of the PEH completely smoke-free are still some way off, according to the head of health improvements, Linda Prickett.
I think the thing with the NICE guidelines is that they are guidelines. And the real value of NICE is it says these are the things that we know work. So I think it's up to us to check against that list. Lots of the things we already do, some of them we are planning to do, and we need to keep talking with our staff. So I think, when are we going to do it? We're going to do it when the staff and the public are ready.
Well, Pauline called us to say she thinks it's a bad idea to put people who are ill under more stress. Carly asked, how can you stop smokers? It's a human right. Paula called to say that she thinks staff working in a stressful environment like a hospital should be allowed to smoke during their breaks. And Linda says if people are already ill in hospital, they definitely shouldn't be smoking. While Niall says that he's worked in a number of smoke-free hospitals, and he says in those cases, it's given the staff the impetus to quit.